Would you have any one expression to cover all those kind of animals in general?
You mean it.
Ducks and...
ducks and chickens
well, see,
and all
ducks
that.
Ducks got to keep the water for them. They like to get in water.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big old pan I used to put out and fill it up. The children fill it up with water. To see them swim around in it.
Mm-hmm. How about the pigs?
Yeah, you read pigs.
Where do they stay?
They have gold in your pen that keep them in.
Was there a place around the outside of the barn that would be fenced in?
Yes, right. Yeah.
What did you call that area?
Pig pen.
Okay. How about where the mules and cows would stay?
We call that pasture or the lot. Well, the lot was right up to the house, to the barn, but you more or less had your pasture old. You take them and put them in there from the graves during the day.
Okay. Did they ever have a place outside in the pasture where they'd milk, fence up the cows to milk them or anything like that?
Well, my father, but I never did go to the pasture. My father went before we got large enough to, you know, to help them. They would just let the cow, in the summertime, let the cow sting in it, and he would go to the pasture and milk and bring the milk back to the house. But I never did do that because we always bring them up to the house, to the lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
After we got big enough to help with them.
Right. Did he have some place out there where they would always go?
You mean
to
a shed?
Milk,
like,
or a
you had to always get them up in a corner of the pasture, a certain place in the corner.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Bring them up and milk.
Okay. What kind of fencing did you have?
For the pasture. Mm. Wire, barbed wire.
Okay. Do you remember those old fences that are made out of logs?
Yeah, that's right.
Did they have any of those around?
Well, that's kind of lot ahead up to the house.
Uh-huh.
Around the barn, around the corn barn up there.
Uh-huh.
Made of these big old logs and made out of them.
What do you call that kind of a fence?
A log fence.
Okay. And what about in the barn? Did you have separate areas for storing different things?
Yeah, when we was farming, sure enough, we had a place to stack the corn and one place to stack the peas and stuff. You know, pick the dried peas and stack. Like
how about up in the top of the barn?
Where they throw the power up there, off the cone.
Okay.
And the hay, put the power and the hay up over.
What do they call that part?
The loft.
And then they had some stalls in there for
the... Yeah, that's right, that's right. You done seen plenty of pictures in it.
Yeah. I've talked to different people, about the different kind of barns that they had.
Yeah, that's true.
So forth, so. And what about on the outside of a barn or house? You know, those boards that kind of lap over each other?
Long then, like you was talking about the fence, they'd take loads and build a barn. Then they'd get boards and, you know, like the law, leave the crack and nail over there to close it up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do they call those boards? Do you know?
You mean the barn, log barns.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. People used to build houses like that, too. It's a log house. Out on the old wire road. And it's one on 34 Highway. I don't think they finished the one on 34.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a neat looking thing, you know.
They cut the logs, kind of square them off?
Cut them and stack them till you get it high if you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.